Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and of course, we have on the line Yadasha Williams, who is running for Nevada State Assembly District 29. And she's going to be here today just answering some of your questions and giving out some of her platform and her advice to the community. It's great to have you, Yadasha. How you doing?
I am great. Good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, boy, always. And we, of course, try to do this show every week. We're hoping everyone's listening in and getting as much information as they can because, hey, we have early election, early voting coming up, and we're going to give you more information on that. We certainly want everyone to register. But one thing we did was on March 23rd, we had our official campaign launch event, and that was a blast. And so tell me, Yadasha, What do you think the highlights were from the party?
Sure. Well, first, I just want to say thank you to all that came out. They really showed unity. There were Democrats there, Republicans in a room, and we had a lot of engaging conversation. But the campaign launch event was met with a lot of enthusiasm and support from everyone that attended. People expressed concerns about children's education and the need for the community to be more informed about ongoing issues and upcoming developments. So the event just provided a platform for open dialogue and engagement. It was really exciting.
And so because the launch party was such a success and there was so much feedback, I mean, it was great to have. In fact, I almost forgot to ask people to do a Q&A with you. And boy, they came ready. They brought it up. They were like, we got to ask questions. It was great. How has your campaign evolved since then? I mean, based on the feedback you got, what are the strategies that you're implementing? You know, you want to connect with voters, and I'm sure that what you, the feedback you got from the party affected the way you're going to approach the election.
Absolutely. It really hit home. I was really glad that what my views are and the things that I've heard is really surfacing that people really want to get down deep into. Like, moving forward, our approach is just going to focus on building meaningful connections with the community, ensuring that their voices are heard, and tailoring our campaign efforts to reflecting their priorities. And also, we encourage all the community members to reach out, tell us what they want to hear, and how they want to help us help them.
We want to make sure everyone knows what the website is, because if you have any feedback, questions, if you need information on voting and registration and just anything, please go to Yadasha, which is Yadusha, the number 4, NV.com. Okay, so please go to that website every day.
Absolutely.
Always being updated, right? You're a native Nevadan, and you know, and you love your state, you love your city and your district. So what specific aspects of your upbringing and the involvement you've had throughout your life in Nevada, in the communities where you've lived, what aspects have shaped your approach to representing your district of 29?
Yes, well, growing up in Nevada, specifically Las Vegas, I grew up all over. We moved around a lot. So it taught me to value hard work and integrity and service to others. Because you don't know who you're around or what type of environment they're around. And working with my mom and with my dad from time to time, we met all different type of people. There was no, you stay on this side, we stay on that side. Mm-hmm. So I gained firsthand insight into the unique challenges and opportunities facing in our valley. And I just want to use that to show people that just because you may be a Republican, you may be independent, you may be a Democrat. We all have the same ideas, and we just need to come together to balance them all out.
That's fantastic. You know, we're kind of getting close. I mean, May 25th is when people can start early voting. What are the top priorities for your campaign in the remaining weeks? How do you plan to address these priorities of yours, and what are they?
Yeah, the most important thing right now is reaching every single person, not just Republicans, but also people that have not voted in the past. Our top priority is increasing voter turnout and solidifying support from undecided voters and getting them more informed, as well as people that vote on a regular basis. We plan to achieve all those objectives through outreach efforts, volunteer mobilization, and engaging with the community and leaders as a whole.
And of course, as an assemblywoman, you will be engaging with the other party. You are a conservative Republican, but that does not mean that you are going to just disengage from Democrats. And so how do you intend to work with members of the Democrat Party? You do have a legislative agenda, and you want to serve the needs of your constituents. So how are you going to work with the Democrats?
Absolutely. Well, being a conservative Republican definitely doesn't mean shooing people away. As a conservative, I am committed to seeking common ground and building relationships across the party lines to find solutions that benefit all residents, not just in District 29, but the community as a whole.
That's fantastic. And you know, you are a small business owner. We've talked about this on the show before, but I don't know that we've really discussed how small businesses, you know, play a role in driving economic growth and opportunities in Henderson. So do you have any policies in mind that you will advocate for to support small businesses?
When it comes to small businesses, they're very important to me, and it is the backbone of Henderson's economy, driving innovation, creating jobs, just having that economic opportunity. Mm-hmm. So as a representative of the Valley, I will advocate for policies that reduce regulatory burdens, like lowering taxes, providing access to resources, and support services for small businesses to thrive.
Yeah.
We need to strengthen our ecosystem with not only fueling economic growth, but also fostering the community with resilience. We need to come together and show the small businesses that we are here for them by using small businesses. And we need to let our community know that they're accessible and available to everyone.
In light of recent discussions about education reform, and that is a big topic right now, how do you plan to address concerns about education, especially when it comes to school funding, which I know is a very personal subject to you?
Yes, well, as a mother, the school district is very important to me. The teachers are important, the admin is important, and the students are important. And we need to figure out what we could do for each level as a whole. Education is a huge top priority, and I'm committed to ensuring that every child has access to quality education, regardless of their background or zip code. And I want to work to increase funding for public schools to support teacher development so they have everything they need to teach our children.
Well, you know, we've talked before about your four key points that you have. Obviously, we've talked about the community engagement, and we've talked about education and economy. And another very important key point that you tend to stress is the infrastructure development in Henderson. So how do you propose to address transportation and urban planning challenges in your specific district?
In my area, there's always cones. So it is very important that we get rid of the new state flower, the cone, and build where we're supposed to. Infrastructure development is crucial to our growth and our stability in Henderson.
Right.
I support investments in transportation infrastructure, like for the roads and public transit. So we just need to hone in on what we're going to do to make sure the roads are safer and we get these calls out the way.
Oh, please. Right. That it is, it has become very difficult to drive around in certain areas of Henderson. I live there and I know, of course, you do too. And so we, you know, granted, we want the work to be done, but I have a feeling that it could be done quicker and probably at a better cost. So I know that's how you're going to, you are going to approach these issues. I know we also have the healthcare issue regarding access, affordability, all of these things. Do you have measures in mind that you will propose that ensure residents of Assembly District 29 have quality access to healthcare services? You know, the healthcare costs are incredible. What is your plan?
Yeah, it is extremely high and it's ridiculous. It's hard to get proper health care at the astronomical prices that there are for one person, let alone a whole household. And I support measures to expand access to quality health care services. Additionally, I want to work to address rising health care costs by promoting competition, transparency, and consumer choice in the health care market. We need more options.
Yes, that's so true. And that I think all the things you've talked about today, if we could just get you in office and get these things implemented, boy, at least District 29 will be a better place. But also, I think it will transcend into the entire state of Nevada. I just really appreciate you giving us your plan today, Yadasha. We are running out of time. We try to keep this under 15 minutes so that everybody can just listen on their way to work or wherever they're going. We want you to tune in every week, if you will. But Yadasha, I know that your emphasis today is that everyone gets registered. So how do you want them to do that?
Yes, it's many, many people that are not registered to vote. And we want to make sure your voice is heard, even if you don't think it is. I'm listening, and I'm going to make sure the community is listening.
So they can go to your website.
I want everyone to go to my website to register to vote at Yadasha4NV.com.
Right. Yadasha is Yadusha. And we hope that you all take advantage of not only checking out the website, but registering and make sure early voting starts May 25th. So make sure you get registered, that you vote early. And we would really appreciate your vote for Yadasha, Assembly District 29. Thanks, Yadasha. Today, we will see you guys next week and send in your questions. There is a contact page on the website. Hey, you guys, have a great day.